Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
Wade Mason was a special investigator for the United States Treasury Department assigned to get evidence against a band of silk smugglers operating across our southern border. He set himself up as a small sheep rancher near the town of Pineville, and for months he sought patiently for a clue. Then one morning, as his wife Clara was feeding their big sheep dog, he made a long-awaited disclosure.
There you are, Sheep. There you are, boy. There's your breakfast. He's as hungry as you are, Wade.
Sit down, Clara. I have something to tell you.
About the smugglers?
Yes. Shep and I discovered where they're crossing the border.
You have? Where?
Just up above the bend in the river. Last night we went up that way looking for strays. You know the moon's up these nights. We could see five men ride down to the river and cross over the border.
Could you make out who they were, Wade?
No, it's too dark for that. But now we know where they're crossing, I'll be waiting for them when they come back.
Well, you can't arrest five men by yourself. That's impossible.
I'm not intending to. Clara, I've been working this smuggling case for months without a clue. Now I've got one. I'm after the head of this smuggling ring, not a lot of hired hands.
Well, then what are you going to do?
Let them cross over with the contraband silk, and then Shep and I will follow them. Shep can trail a bird on the wing if he knows which bird I want.
He's good, all right.
Somewhere around Pineville, I'll find the head of the gang. And most important, I'm going to find contraband silk worth $1 million.
Oh, Wade, when do you expect them to cross back over the border?
Tonight. And when they do, Shep and I'll be right behind them.
Wade Mason felt that the end of a long trail was close at hand. He started out that night with his hopes high, but without the faintest suspicion that members of a smuggler gang were on the north side of the Rio Grande. There were two of them, and both were watching the approach of a third.
Hey, Davey, that must be the boss.
Yeah, it is. He's a long time overdue.
Over.
That you, Stan?
Yeah, was he?
Right. Me and Davey's been waiting for you.
How's things look?
The coast is clear, boss.
Davey and me have been here for a half hour and nobody's in sight. It's safe for the crossover.
How about our boys?
They fired a signal shot about 10 minutes ago. They're ready to cross the border with the silk and we give the signal everything's clear on this side.
We didn't answer them. We was waiting for you, boss.
That's what I told you to do. I'll fire the signal.
You better hurry up. They'll wonder why we didn't answer the signal.
They know they're not to cross until I let them know I'm ready for them. Ready?
Hey, quiet a minute.
What's the matter, Fuzzy?
Listen.
There's something's moving around in the brush down there.
Yeah. I think I see what it is. Quiet now.
Somebody's down there, all right.
Hey, where is
it?
It's a dog.
Yeah, there's a dog down there, but I shot a man. I saw him playing there in the brush.
Are you sure, boss?
Certainly I'm sure. Come on.
Yeah, you're right, boss. It is a man. See him there on the ground.
Hey, look out for the dog. He's mean.
Hold it, boys.
What are you stopping for, boss?
That dog will tear us to pieces if we go in there now.
How can you be sure he's dead if we don't?
I'm not sure.
And I'll settle that quick enough. They'll shoot the dog.
Holster that gun, Fuzzy.
But, boss...
You know our signals.
Sure I do.
Shut up. When I shot at that hombre, the boys across the border took it as a signal to come across. But everything is clear on this side.
I know that.
Shoot the dog, and that's another shot. You know what two shots mean.
Oh, trouble.
Why... I didn't think of that.
They'd think something was up on this side of the line, they'd hightail it. Now, that critter's probably dead.
We ought to make sure, boss.
I will. But first, we'll ride down to meet the boys as they come over. I'll give them instructions. Then, Davy, you and I will come back and make sure about this hombre.
We can shoot the dog then and find out.
That's it. Now, come on back to the horses. We'll go meet the boys.
The shot that had dropped Wade Mason had been heard by others as well as the men across the river. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had been riding through the night at an easy lope when the sharp crack of the gun rang out. They had turned toward the sound and increased their speed.
A shot came from this direction, Tonto.
That's right. Me here, dog, Kimasabi.
Yes, up ahead of us. Steady, Silver Easy.
There, dog. You see him?
Right up, Tonto. Horse over.
Oh, fella.
Look, Tonto. There's a man on the ground.
Ah. And dog, guard him. Now, what we do?
Dog standing right over him. He won't let us get near.
That's right. Him plenty good dog.
Rope him, Tonto. It'll give me a chance to get to the man, Steady Silver. Easy, big fella.
Get him. Steady, Scott. Steady, fella.
Watch him, Tonto.
Get him. We sent him round Mesquite. Get him up, Scout.
Hold him.
Tonto held the dog in check while the masked man bent over the still form on the ground and made an examination of the wound. He found that it was a critical wound, one that might be fatal without prompt attention. He could do no more than apply a tourniquet and bandage. Further treatment called for light and hot water.
There's only one thing to do, Tonto.
And what that?
You'll have to move him. I'll get him into the saddle. Steady, Silver. Easy, big fellow.
You know him?
No, but he's dressed like a sheep herder. And his dog is a sheep dog.
That's right. Where you take him?
Just about sundown, we passed a sheep herder's ranch.
Me remember.
We'll take him there, Steady Silver. Easy, big fella.
And what we do with the dog?
Loosen the rope. He'll follow.
He do it. He loosen now. Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Right about here, boss.
It wasn't right about here, Davy. It was here that I shot him. I know it was.
Yeah, but he's not here. You can see that for yourself.
I don't see the dog either.
Maybe you didn't hit him. Might have been playing possum.
He wasn't playing possum. I know when I hit somebody. Whoa.
Easy. What are you going to do?
Yeah, look around here. You got a match?
Yeah, here's a couple.
Yeah, thanks. Come take a look here.
Easy, boy. What'd you find, boss?
See this blood here in the ground?
Oh, yeah, that is blood. Plenty of it.
I'm positive it's from that sheep herder who moved into the valley about 6 months ago. I know the dog.
Yeah, it could be.
Davy, I'm riding down to the sheep herder's spread and take a look around. I might be wrong, but then again, I might be right.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode into the sheep herder's ranch to be received by Wade Mason's wife. For almost a half hour, the Lone Ranger worked over the prostrate form of the secret agent. And as he did, Shep the sheepdog growled menacingly nearby.
Quiet, Shep. Quiet, boy. The masked man's only trying to help Wade.
Tonto. Ride into town at once and get a doctor.
Get Doc Hunter.
You go. Get doctor.
I heard you say your husband's name is Wade.
That's right.
Could he be Wade Mason?
Yes. Yes, that's his name, but how did you know it?
He's a federal detective.
Oh, no. No, he isn't. He's a sheep herder.
Mrs. Mason, you've got to trust me.
But who are you?
That's not important. But it is important that we find the persons who tried to kill your husband.
Will he live?
I think so. But he's not out of danger by any means. If he recovers, he'll tell you I'm his friend. Until he does, please trust me.
You'll help find the
men? Yes, I'll try to find the men who shot him.
All right, then. I'll tell you everything.
In the next few minutes, Clara Mason told the Lone Ranger all she knew about her husband's fruitless efforts to learn the identity of the silk smugglers and where they stored their contraband.
You see, he had to find out where they were crossing before he could do anything about it.
Because of the character of the ground through here?
Yes. It's mostly shale rock and, well, the horses don't leave a foot trail. Wade had to depend on the dog to do his trailing.
I can understand that. I'd try to trail them now, but I'm afraid the dog wouldn't understand me.
Oh, you're right. Shep's a one-man dog. Wade's the only one he'll obey. No, he wouldn't go with you. Oh, if we only knew what happened up in the hills tonight.
I think I know how it happened. When the smugglers crossed over into Mexico, they saw no need to place a guard on this side of the line.
Oh?
Wade overlooked the possibility that they'd have a strong guard waiting when the contraband silk was brought in. He must have run into the guard and was shot.
I see.
There's one thing that mystifies me. I can't understand why they didn't make certain Wade was dead.
Well, maybe Shep kept him from getting too close to him.
They could have shot the dog easily. They had a reason for not killing him. That may prove the biggest mistake they made.
If you can only find out who the smugglers are. Shep, down, Shep.
Look out, Mrs. Mason. The dog's going through the window.
Did you move the man out there?
I don't think so. Just scared him.
Yes,
heading straight for the timber.
He must have been trying to... Why, Shep hadn't warned us. He'd have killed us all.
He couldn't have followed our trail when we brought your husband here. He must have known that Wade was the man that had been shot.
And they came here to find out whether he was dead or not. Well, those men are more than smugglers. They're killers.
Yes, they're dangerous, Mrs. Mason. I'm wondering how much that man heard.
More than an hour later, at a timber camp a few miles from the Mason cottage.
Hi, boss.
What happened, boss?
You must have covered ground mighty fast. Look at that horse.
I nearly got my head shot off. But it was worth it.
Did you learn anything?
I got a lot of information. First, that wasn't any sheep herder that I shot.
It wasn't Mason?
Then who was it?
And how come you run into gunplay in Mason's place if he wasn't a critter you shot?
Yeah. Mason was the one I shot, all right. But he's no sheep herder. He's a government detective, and he's after smugglers. Meaning us.
What? Detective?
That sheep herder's a government detective?
And that's not all. I hit him all right. I knew I didn't miss.
Well, how'd he get to his place?
He was taken there by a masked man. A masked man that rides a white horse.
And I'll hoot. I don't say.
Listen, boys. The hombre in the mask is the Lone Ranger.
What's that?
I saw him, and I saw that big white horse standing in front of Mason's place.
Well,
it's the prettiest critter I ever saw.
Yeah, but a white horse and a mask don't make that man the Lone Ranger.
Nobody but the Lone Ranger can do the kind of shooting I had a sample of tonight. He shot the gun right out of my hand.
He was the Lone Ranger that had been an Indian named Tanner with him. Did you see any sign of him, boss?
No, I didn't. But the hombre in the mask was a Lone Ranger, and I know what I'm talking about.
Well, Stan, all I can say is if that critter's on your trail, you better watch out. If you're smart, we'll get rid of the stuff we got stored here at the mill. And we'll all clear out till he gets out of this neck of the woods.
Good idea.
We'll do nothing of the kind. From what I overheard at Mason's, neither he nor the detective know anything about us. They'll be watching the border, expecting us to cross it again.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
So far as anybody knows, we're in the timber cutting business. For a while, we'll cut timber. There's not a chance of us being suspected. Not even by the Lone Ranger.
We'll lie low for a while, huh, Stan?
Right. Meanwhile, I'll check on that sheep-herding detective and the masked man. I'll know a lot more about them than they will about me.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger's story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. now to continue our story. 2 weeks passed. Wade Mason's wound had healed and his strength was returning rapidly, but his spirits were indeed at low ebb.
I'm telling you, my friend, we'll never get them now. They probably know who I am, and they'll clear out of this part of the country.
There's no doubt they're aware of your mission, Wade. Tom and I have been watching the border every night.
You've seen no one crossing?
No, not a soul.
That means I've failed. Here was my big opportunity to clean up a band of the worst smugglers in the West. I failed.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Wade. You did the best you could.
Someone's riding up.
Be quiet, Sheriff. Quiet, boy. Who is it, Wade?
Let's see. Oh, it's Stan Bowden.
Oh, who's Bowden?
He's a businessman. He operates the timber camp just north of town.
It'll be best if he doesn't see me.
I reckon so. Where's your horse?
Hollow's got both horses in the barn. I'll step into the next room.
I'm glad the house is tidy. I'd hate for Mr. Bowden to find it all mussed up.
Invite him in, Clara.
Come in, Mr. Bowden.
Good morning, Mrs. Mason.
Hello there, Mr. Bowden. Come in.
Hello, Wade. Hey, get that dog off me.
Down, Sheriff.
Hey.
Down, boy.
Dear, you should be ashamed of yourself, Shep.
Yeah, that dog's vicious.
I'll put him in the kitchen. Come on, Shep. Come on, boy. Come on now. You stand there. I don't know what got into him.
Can't figure it out. Never saw him do that before. Sit down. Sit down, Mr. Boyd.
Oh, thanks. It'll be too bad for your flock of sheep, Wade, if he turns killer. Seen a lot of good dogs go bad like that.
That's so?
Only one cure for him. Shooting. Hey, what are you all bandaged up for?
Oh, I was looking for strays. Slipped on a rock and slid into a gulch. Nothing serious, though.
Oh, I'm glad to know it's not serious.
Could I serve you a cup of hot coffee, Mr. Bowden? I just made some fresh.
Oh, no, thanks, Mrs. Mason. I just dropped in to talk a little business with Wade.
Business? I didn't know you were interested in sheep.
I'm not. You've got some fair timber east of here. You want to sell it?
Oh, I don't own it. You see, I leased this place from the bank.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You'll have to talk to them.
Well, that being the case, I'll be moving along.
Oh, don't rush off. Won't you sit a while?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Mason. Got a lot of ground to cover today. My timber's getting scant, and I'm looking for more. Well, good day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Bowden.
I'm basing my suspicions strictly on the actions of your dog. Wade, it's evident that he hates Bowden for some reason.
Well, I admit I never saw him act like that before.
Oh,
but then
you
I...
must be wrong. Mr. Bowden's one of the most respected men in the community, and one of the wealthiest.
I've seen his timber camp, Mrs. Mason. He didn't make his money with timber.
I think you know your timber, my friend, but I don't agree with you about Bowden.
I may be wrong, but I'm going to find out if I am.
How can you?
I'll call Tonto, then I'll explain a plan I have in mind.
Boys, looks bad to me. I'm sure that masked man's still around, though I didn't see him. Now, after the way that dog acted, they're bound to suspect me. They're bigger fools than I think they are.
I think you're right, Stan.
What'll we do about it, boss?
We'll get all the evidence out of camp in case Wade Mason or the Lone Ranger come prowling around here.
We got plenty of lumber, boss. All we gotta do is load it on a flat car and start her rolling.
Good. Get the bales of silk on the car and conceal them with planks. You can pile lumber on each side of the bales and put some short lengths at each end.
Don't worry, boss. When we get the lumber on, even a Lone Ranger won't figure there's silk under it.
If he comes here to look around, we'll laugh right in his face.
Sure.
I'll get steam off the donkey engine and be ready to roll the flat car down to the main line.
Good idea, Fuzzy. Get up steam right away.
Hey, boss, look.
It's an Indian.
Who's gone, old fella?
Wonder what he wants.
I'll do the talking.
Ow.
Ow. What do you want, engine?
Me want a job.
A job, huh? Doing what?
Well, me good cook. Maybe you need good cook, huh?
Boys? You know who this Indian is?
No, I don't, boys.
This is the redskin that rides with the Lone Ranger.
Watch it!
Why, that dirty sneaking coyote, I'll put a bullet through him.
Hold it, boys. Don't shoot.
Me go now. Me not want to make trouble.
Take him, boys.
Get him up.
Stop. Ride the horse.
Don't let him get away.
Oh.
You not get me.
Shoot the critter. Shoot him. Oh, you missed him. Can't you fellas shoot?
I'm not expecting to pull this wildcat engine and shoot at the same time. This redskin's strong as a bear.
Me and Davey have now, boss. Full shield, you.
Now we're in for it.
What do you mean, in for it? We We got him, didn't we?
We can put this Indian out of the way for good any time we want.
That horse will head straight for the Lone Ranger. He'll be riding in here any time now.
Huh?
We've got to get that silk out of here in a hurry. Get it on the flat car and pile of lumber on it, like I told you.
Let me gun this redskin, boss.
No, you fool. He's worth more to me alive than dead.
But if the masked man rides in here, you'll tell him everything.
Don't worry about that. The masked man won't find the Indian any more than he'll find the silk. Come on, get busy.
Got the last of the planks on the flat car.
And I got steam up in the donkey engine. We're ready to roll for the main line when you give the word.
What about the bales of silk?
Every one of them's hid by the lumber. Not a one's left in camp.
I'll get it rolling if you say so, boss.
I'm afraid we're too late for that now, boys.
Huh?
Take a look yonder.
Horseman.
Led by the masked man.
It's the sheriff with a bunch of deputies.
We'll have to shoot it out.
Now tell the other men to get ready for a fight.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
They'll see the lumber on the flat car.
What if they do? We're in the lumber business. Shut up and let me handle this.
Quiet, Sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, Stan.
Since when did you start riding with masked men?
Mighty recent, I'm saying.
What's this all about, Sheriff?
Well, Stan, this sheep rancher and the masked man are looking for smugglers. Seem to think maybe they'll find them in your camp. You mind if we look around?
Got a search warrant?
No. No, I haven't. I warned them I'd have to get your permission.
Yeah, that's right. But I've got nothing to hide. Help yourselves. Look around all you please.
That's the right spirit, Stan. Come on, man. Let's look the place over.
Bowden, an Indian friend of mine rode in here a short time ago. Where is he?
No Indian's been here.
You're a liar and you know it.
Why, you... I don't like your talk.
I'm prepared to back it up.
I don't want any trouble with you. But I don't know anything about a redskin.
If anything's happened to Toto, I'm holding you responsible. Come on, Wade.
Here, Sheriff. Come on, boy.
And if you don't find what you're after, mister, I'll deal with you then. Well, Sheriff, did you find anything?
Nothing at all, Stan. Searched high and low and didn't see nothing but sawdust.
I thought so.
I didn't want to come prowling around here in the first place. But they talked me into it.
I figured they did. Now, Masked Man, let me tell you something.
Yes?
We don't like critters that hide their faces around here.
That's right.
If I was the sheriff, I'd lock you up.
I'm a good mind to do it, Stan. Yes, sir, I am.
You're doing nothing until I find Toto. Cover the sheriff, Wade. Don't draw, Bowden.
He's covered.
Hey. Now, you two listen to me.
Don't make a move, any of you.
You're not going to let him get away with this, are you, Sheriff?
He drawed too fast for me, Stan.
Hey, what's the dog barking about?
Well, whatever it is, it's on the flat car.
Shep's found him, my friend.
Sheriff.
Yeah?
Wade and I are going to release you and your men on one condition.
What's that?
That you keep Stan Bowden and his crew covered.
Oh, yeah. While you and this sheep rancher ride off, huh?
That's what he's going to do, Sheriff.
No. Keep them covered while Wade and I produce the evidence we came for. And perhaps my friend Toto. Well, how about it?
Well, I reckon you couldn't ride off if you don't want you to. All right. I'll cover both
of them.
As the gunfight started, Stan Bolden's men and the sheriff's deputies alike ran for cover, firing at each other as they did. Then they saw the Lone Ranger hurry to the far side of the lumber-packed flat car, closely followed by Wade Mason, the federal man. The big sheepdog maintained a joyful clamor as the Lone Ranger began hurling heavy planks from the flat car. Stan Bolden and his men fired in his direction, but the masked man and Wade were protected by the pile of lumber.
Hurry, my friend, hurry!
Keep them back, Wade. Give me a few seconds more.
I'll do my best.
Here it comes. This should do it.
There he is. It's Toto.
Toto.
He's tied and gagged.
1 second, Kemosabe. I'll get that gag out of your mouth.
Got a knife?
Right here. There you are. I'll have your hands and feet free in a minute.
Gag plenty tight.
There, that does it.
Get him off that flat car.
Come on, Toto. Let me help you. Then we'll get Bowden and his gang.
Where, Bowden? Right over there.
Come on, Toto. Take one of these guns and get into the fight.
Both lawmen and outlaws fought from whatever cover could be found. When the guns of a Lone Ranger and Tonto began to bark, Bolden and his men soon realized that the odds were against them.
Wait, don't shoot anymore. I give up.
Put on your guns and get your hands up. And come out from behind those trees.
With the gang captured to the last man, Davy turned state's evidence and told all he knew, including the name of the man in Denver who received the contraband.
That's all I can tell you. Now, you got to see that I get a lighter sentence than the others.
That's up to the judge and jury.
Boy, you dirty squealer.
You'd do the same, Bowden, you know you would. I'm through thinking of your neck. I'm thinking of my own.
Sheriff, that silk is all the evidence that's needed. If you'll just hold these men for a time, the federal government will soon take them off your hands.
I'll hold them as long as it's necessary.
It won't be long, Sheriff. As soon as I send a telegraph message, the rest of the gang will be picked up in Denver. Then we'll have them all.
By thunder, I doggone near fight on the wrong side. I reckon I owe a few apologies, and I better make them. You, mister, wearing that mask, you had me thinking
Forget
that
Forget it, Sheriff.
And that engine hogtied in the car. Why'd you do that, Bowden?
I'm not talking.
No? All right, then, Davy. You tell me.
Bowden wanted to use him as a decoy.
A decoy?
Yeah. Bowden figured that the masked man was dangerous and wanted him out of the way. He aimed to use the Indian to get the masked man into a trap.
Oh. So that was it. Mason, looks like Bowden was more afraid of the masked man than he was of you.
I guess he had a reason to be.
Where is he? I want to see what's back of that mask.
You'll have to move fast. He and Tonto are mounting up.
Sure enough. Hey, you!
Hasta la vista, Sheriff. Come soon, there!
What's up? Dad, Raddity is gone. Well, who is he? Who is that man?
He's the best friend a lawman ever had, Sheriff. He's the Lone Ranger.
Come soon,
the story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.